From Hollywood, California, we bring you The Smiths of Hollywood. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings from the Smiths. Portrayed, as usual, by people like Jan Ford as daughter Bumps.
Mom, do all married people quarrel?
Brenda Marshall as Nancy Smith.
Of course not, dear. Some couples just quit speaking to each other.
Harry Von Zell as Bill Smith.
Well, you never know. Marriage is a lottery, with everyone playing to win.
Yes, marriage is a lottery, William. But unfortunately, you can't tear up the ticket if you lose.
And that was Arthur Treacher as Uncle Cecil from England. And, as if that weren't enough to further clutter up our story tonight, we have Paramount's handsome leading man, William Holden, who will play his most difficult role, William Holden. So, fasten your safety belts and stick with us for a different half hour of radio, as introduced by the music of Charles Hathaway. But first, a word from our sponsor. It's too late to escape now. Here they are, the Smiths of Hollywood. Meet, first of all, Nancy Smith.
Hi, everybody. Remember that saying, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive"? Well, yesterday I really wove myself a net. And none of it was really my fault. I was driving down Hollywood Boulevard yesterday when... It really wasn't my fault. The man who bumped into me, William Holden, you know, the movie star, said that it wasn't my fault. But my husband says I'm Hollywood's worst fender bender, and I knew he wouldn't believe me. So I took the car to a garage and left it to be fixed without letting my husband know about it. Well, what a mess that started, brother. Normally, if I want the car, Bill's glad to take a bus to work. But never depend on a husband for the expected.
Nancy, have you seen the car keys?
The car keys? Did you say the car keys, dear?
That's what I like about this house. It has a built-in echo. Yes. That's what I said, the car keys.
Oh, the car keys. No, I haven't seen the car keys.
You haven't? Well, they're probably in the car.
No, I'm sure they're not in the car, darling. Don't be ridiculous.
What is ridiculous about the car keys being in the car?
Well, it's just ridiculous, that's all. Anyway, you shouldn't have to walk clear out to the garage just because I can't remember where I put the car keys.
Nancy Smith, did you lose the car keys?
Well, of course I didn't lose them. They're probably in the car. I'll go look.
Well, you don't need to. After all, I'm the one who needs the car keys, and I can go...
Car keys, car keys. You have to keep on saying car keys? Honestly, heaven, you'll drive me mad.
Nancy, what on earth is the matter with you this morning? You're acting just like you did 3 months before Bumps was born.
And you're acting just like you did after Bumps was born.
Oh, I... Darling, are you trying to tell me something?
Oh, well, what could I possibly be trying to tell you?
Well?
I just don't want to talk about car keys. It doesn't mean I'm going to have a baby just because I don't want to talk about car keys.
All right. I won't mention car keys.
Bill!
Nancy, dear, listen. On a little metal ring is a little metal object which fits the ignition lock on the dashboard of the you-know-what. Now, do you know where the little metal ring with the little metal object is?
Bill, why don't you walk to the office today?
Walk?
Well, of course, you'd have to stand up to do it.
Well, Nancy, I know how to walk.
Well, it'll do you good. You know, it'll take off some of that weight.
Oh.
Well, look, under your chin.
I can't see you. Well, there's nothing under my chin.
There is, too. And your stomach. Look at your stomach.
And, Bill, you sit too much.
Now, Nancy, that's hitting below the belt.
Well, as a matter of fact, darling, I meant to ask if I could have the car today.
Oh, now I'm beginning to see through this conversational smog.
I don't see what's so unreasonable about me having the car for a change.
Who said anything about it being unreasonable?
Honestly, you think I ask for the car every day.
Nancy, dear, listen, ordinarily you can have the car any time you want it, but today I have to drive out to Pasadena.
What if I have to go to Glendale?
Well, I... Why do you have to go to Glendale?
Well, who said I was going to Glendale?
You did. Didn't you? I give up. I don't know.
Well, anyhow, it isn't as if I went to Glendale every day.
Well, Gabriel, see, Nancy, go to Glendale. Take the car. I'm licked. I'm licked. I have.
Well, you're so understanding.
Yeah.
I got lipstick on you.
Mm-hmm. Women, I'll never understand it. Now, how do I get to Pasadena? Have to get the Los Angeles map out of the car.
Bill, if you mention car once more, I'm going to scream.
Nancy, you know, there's something about you I adore.
What is it, darling?
Maybe you can tell me. I don't know. Can't understand any part of it. Why are you going to Glendale?
Stop harping on Glendale. I didn't ask you why you were going to Pasadena.
Okay. If you want to have secrets, I won't mention the subject again. You going to take bumps to Glendale?
Did you call me, Pop?
I was talking to your mother. Nancy, I asked you a question.
I heard you.
Well, are you going to take bumps?
No, I'm not going to take bumps. Bill, we're not getting anything settled this way. Hank, you better get started.
Oh, all right.
Don't mind me. Finish your quarrel. Who's taking me where?
Bumps, listen, after what I've just gone through, I advise you not to ask any questions.
Yes, darling, there are a lot of things you'll never understand till you're married.
You said it. Even then, there are a lot of things you'll never understand. If I recall, this whole business started over some car keys.
Ow!
Little metal object. Oh, well. I guess no marriage is perfect. Goodbye, Mrs. Smith. Maybe I'll stay in Pasadena. Would serve you right.
Well, I'll walk to the bus stop with you, Mr. Smith. Bumps, you can get breakfast for Uncle Cecil this morning. You might as well start learning now.
Child, what on earth are you doing with those eggs?
Huh? Oh, poaching them. I'm sorry, I was thinking about your boy.
You're not supposed to poach eggs in the coffee pot. Now, look, the toast is on fire. Where's your mind, child?
Uncle Cecil, if they break up, what would become of me?
Are you talking about the eggs?
It just proves you can never tell. They seem so happy with each other.
How can an egg be happy with another egg?
I suppose if they get a divorce, I'll get dragged through the papers.
What are you talking about?
Mom and Pop. You missed the scene at breakfast.
What scene?
I guess in the settlement, Mom's getting the car. Neither of them seem to want me very much.
Child, you're dribbling. Tend to your toast. Are you trying to heat the house with that bread?
Divorce isn't funny, and you know who it hurts the most. The Charles.
Yes, you've been seeing too many bad movies. Your parents are perfectly happy together.
Oh, you don't know Hollywood. I've seen this happen in lots of homes. You know Jimmy, for instance.
You mean that vile little monster who rides a bicycle?
But don't blame Jimmy. He's the product of a divorced family. He's had four fathers already.
Oh, it is. So that's how you Americans get those four fathers you're always boasting about. I say, did you hear that? That was rather good, what?
Four daddies already. And now his mother's on the prowl again.
On the prowl again? Well, what we need is a Margaret Sanger to teach parent control. Bumps, whatever put this foolish notion in your head?
It's not a foolish notion, Uncle Cecil. When they left this morning, they were hardly speaking. Mom even screamed. And Daddy said something about moving to Pasadena. I suppose they'll sell the house.
Sell the house? Child, are you sure? Why, this might be a real tragedy.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. And you know who suffers in the divorce.
That's a real tragedy. If they break up and sell the house, child, think. What will become of me?
Uncle Cecil, you and I will make out somehow.
Are you suggesting I will be left to take care of you? Oh, what a dreadful, what an utterly dreadful idea.
But Uncle Cecil, honest.
I don't care to discuss it. I'd even rather hear the wireless than any more of your nonsense.
Uncle Cecil, you can't escape your problems by running away.
Quiet, child.
As predicted by your favorite radio columnist 5 years ago, Lassie will not have her fur dyed for the new Technicolor picture, The Bark of Triumph. And now for my award of the week. This week, my award goes to myself for fearlessly exposing the fact that there is a hotbed of Republicans right here in Hollywood. And now, exclusive gossip of the stars. It's a quiet week in Hollywood. Only 25 divorces. Cynthia Glamour and her husband, Mr. Cynthia Glamour, after 47 years of marriage, have decided to call it quits. As this reporter has been telling you, it's the old story, marriage versus career. It just couldn't last. I'll be back with another exclusive story after a word from our sponsor.
Program, nothing but divorces.
But Uncle Cecil, you shouldn't have turned off the radio. Maybe he was going to mention Mom and Pa.
You really have a warped little mind, haven't you? I tell you, your parents are perfectly happy together. Why, what would become of me? I tell you, they're happy. They've got to be.
I had no idea what was going on in Bumps' mind. I was too worried about how to keep Bill from finding out about the car. And after the way I bungled things at breakfast, it was too late to admit the truth. So I decided to telephone Bill Holden and ask him if he'd come over and explain to my husband that it really wasn't my fault. What a mistake that was.
Mom, I want to talk to you.
Just a moment, darling. I'm on the phone. Did you get enough breakfast, Uncle Cecil?
Oh, yes, it's been called charcoal breakfast.
Mom, could I speak to
I'm phoning, Bump. Hello. Is Mr. William Holden there? Oh, I didn't recognize your voice. This is Nancy Smith. Yes, that's what I was calling about. I just didn't have the courage to tell Bill. Oh, he blamed me for the whole thing. I just can't hide it from him any longer. Hmm? Oh, no, he doesn't suspect a thing so far.
There, Uncle Cecil. Now do you believe me?
He's bound to find out sooner or later, and you know how husbands are about these things.
See, the child is right. Where are you going, Bump?
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it? Nothing matters now.
Well, I was wondering if you could come over and tell him how it all happened. I suppose it is cowardly of me.
Wait, child, I'll go with you. I hope you're not considering anything rash.
They seem like such happy parents. Now I suppose I'll grow up twisted.
Yeah. What duplicity pretending to be happy. I say, child, where are you going at such a clip?
I'm going to talk to Mr. Holden. He ought to be ashamed of himself. I'll bet his wife, Brenda Marshall, doesn't know anything about this.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I don't know about you, dear, but I'm going off to by myself and think.
Think, huh? If I need you, I'll call you at the Rosebud Bar and Grill.
Ooh, what a vile child. Oh, I pity the man who marries you.
Oh, hello there. Little girl, what can I do for you?
I am here to have a confidential talk with Mr. Holden. Is he here?
Well, I'm Bill Holden. Now, who are you?
She hadn't told you she had a daughter? I'm her daughter.
Oh, wait a minute. Whose daughter?
I am the daughter of Nancy Smith. Does that mean anything to you?
Oh, yes. Well, you're almost as charming as your mother. Won't you come in and have a drink? I mean, lemonade.
No, thank you. This is a situation that calls for clear heads. Mr. Holden, we have to be adult about this.
All right, I'm game for anything once. Now, how do we start?
Mr. Holden, if your mother was in love with another man and you were the child that would get twisted, what would you do?
Maybe we'd better have a lemonade.
Well, I mean, this child loves her mother and her father both. But there's another man coming between them.
Now, look, I'm afraid I've lost you. Maybe if we don't be quite so adult about this, we'll understand each other better.
And this man is a married man himself. Probably his wife doesn't know about this. Doesn't that make this man a heel?
Well, he sounds like a heel to me.
I see, Mr. Holden, that we understand each other.
Well, that's good. Now, do you want a lemonade?
Whose bicycle is that?
Well, that's my daughter's bicycle.
You have a daughter? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I have three children.
You ought to be even more ashamed of yourself.
Well, hey, you know, you're a peculiar child. What's your father like?
It's about time you asked about my father. He's honest and straightforward and dependable and cheerful with a violent temper.
Well, Nancy didn't tell me about that. That's going to make things difficult.
If I were you, I'd forget the whole thing and stay home where I belong.
Oh, I can't do that. I promised your mother I'd come over tonight.
Oh, no. Papa's going to be home tonight.
That's why I'm coming over, to explain everything.
Well, I got to admit one thing. You're brave.
Now, why should your father get all upset by a little thing like this if it could happen to anybody?
Why? You are brave, but you're still a heel.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. But look, since we're both going over to your house, would you like to play here this afternoon and ride back to your house in my car later?
No, thank you.
Oh. Don't trust me, huh? Well, I can't say that I blame you after what happened to your mother yesterday.
Mr. Holden, even when you're being adult, there are some things one just doesn't talk about. Goodbye.
Nancy, darling. Oh, hello, Bob.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Father. Well, listen to daughter. Where's your mother?
I think Mother's in her room dressing up.
Dressing up for what?
Father, Mr. Holden is coming over tonight. Doesn't that say anything to you?
Mm-hmm. It says that Mr. Holden is coming over. Why is he coming over?
Poor Father. I want you to know that I think you're a wonderful father.
Well, thank you, Bob. Gosh, with company coming, guess we'll be having cocktails, huh? That is, if Uncle Cecil has left us anything. Uncle Cecil! Uncle Cecil!
Yes, William?
Where are the martini making?
Oh, they're up in my room. I'll go and get them for you.
And furthermore, Father, I like you much better than I do Mr. Holden, even if he is a movie star.
Well, that's not... Wait a minute. I don't know Bill Holden. I didn't know anyone around here knew him.
Poor Father.
What is this poor father routine? What is that for?
You are a nice man,
so trusting and innocent. I can see why Mother didn't have the heart to tell you.
Oh, Bunce, honestly, sometimes you're as baffling as your mother. Was that the doorbell?
Well, I think I'd better answer.
No, I'll get it. Cecil, hurry up with the martini making.
Oh, hello. I'm Bill Holden.
Oh, I'm Bill Smith. We've been expecting you. Come on in.
Thanks, I will.
I was just about to stir up a cocktail. Can I drop your name in?
Oh, fine.
Good.
Nice place you have here.
Well, here's the making, William. Nothing like a good drink from an occasion like this. Nancy will be down in a moment.
All right, I'll tend to the cocktails. Oh, Uncle Cecil, have you met Bill Holden?
How do you do?
Hello.
Well, I'll finish making up these martinis. Get Uncle Cecil to tell you about his tiger hunting in India, Bill.
Well, Nancy didn't tell me I was going to have to sit through anything like that.
Oh, I see you have Uncle Cecil's number. Well, excuse me. I'll be right back.
I've got the ice cubes ready, Father.
Oh, fine.
Ordinarily, I frown on drinking, but I guess you'll need a drink tonight.
I'll need a drink. Bumps, listen, will you quit playing Ring Around the Rosie and tell me what's bothering you?
How did you like him, Father?
Like who?
He does have charm and he's good looking and he is a movie star. I suppose a certain type of woman would go for him, but I don't suspect Mother.
Why should you?
I might as well tell you, Father. You're being a blind, blind fool. Don't you know what's been going on behind your back?
Oh, Bumps, what are you trying to say?
Mother is going to leave you for Mr. Holden.
Oh, what?
That's why he's here. He and Mother decide to make a clean breast of everything to you.
Oh, no more bee pictures for you, young lady. Here, help me pick up this glass.
Father, putting ground glass in his drink is a cowardly way.
Bumps, will you stop that? Your mother and I are the happiest couple in Hollywood.
Don't blow yourself into false security. Remember the scene at breakfast this morning?
Oh, Bumps, now that's a lot of utter nonsense. Hey, wait a minute. She said something about my not prying into her affairs, didn't she? Said I was not walking enough. I was getting fat.
Oh, don't blame Mother too much. I'm sure it's glandular.
All the... Now stop it, Bumps. The whole thing is ridiculous. Come on, give me those ice cubes.
Father, I can see you refuse to accept that.
Now, Bumps.
If you don't believe me, ask Mother when she comes downstairs.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, Mr. Holden, it was certainly nice of you to come over. If I told Bill right away, you know, none of this would have happened.
Well, it's all right. Some men are touchier than others about such things.
What a philosopher!
Well, here are four glasses of health. Everybody ready for a cocktail?
We certainly are. Sit the tray here by me, William.
Yeah. Here you are, Nancy, and here's one for you, Mr. Holden.
Thank you.
What a nice drink, darling.
Oh.
Darling, Mr. Holden has something to tell you. And I hope you won't be too upset.
Well, yes. Yes, you see. I may as well say it straight and get it over with.
I should have told you before, Bill, but you know how you are about these things.
Well, it was really my fault, you see. It's like this.
Nancy. Then it's true?
Well, yes, darling, didn't you know? Oh, yes, it is true.
Well, don't look so stricken, Bill. This isn't the first time anything like this has happened in Los Angeles. After all, it was just an accident. I lost control.
Nancy, how could you do this to me?
Well, I'm trying to tell you that she couldn't help herself.
I say, what conceit!
Well, Mr. Holden, I hope you realize I've had 12 lovely years with her.
Oh, really? Well, you must have treated her well. Of course, they last a lot longer if you take regular care of them.
Yes, I suppose you're right. And we've seen a lot of things together. Of course, we got Bumps out of it.
Well, you'd never know it by looking at her. Anyway, after 12 years, it ought to be time to trade in for a new one, if you can get one. You know, they're pretty hard to get these days.
I say, what a philosopher.
But of course, they're making them a lot faster these days.
I say, what a philosopher.
Well, I don't know what I suppose. I'm afraid I'm spoiled. but you can take it from me, there'll never be another like her.
Oh, I had one I felt that way about once. But I forgot all about her when I got a new one.
You did? Well, I guess there's nothing more I can say. Take her.
Take her? Oh, I don't want the old thing.
What?
Oh, I got two of my own.
You got two of them?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got a new one the other day. A streamlined job with a maroon body.
And one with a maroon body?
Yeah, you see, one for town and one for country. I don't know what I'd do with a third one, unless for formal occasions.
Oh! That's enough. Mr. Holden, stand up.
Well, now, wait a minute. Take it easy.
You heard me. Stand up so I can knock you down.
Careful, Father. He played Golden Boy.
Oh, you keep quiet. Come on, get up. Get up and fight.
Bill Smith, what on earth's gotten into you?
Gotten into me? What do you say? He not only takes my wife, he comes into my own house and insults me. Wants my wife. For formal occasions.
Your wife? Your wife? I came here to apologize for running into your car.
Oh, you...
Of course.
Huh?
He tore off two fenders. Where did you get this idea?
Bumps told me. Where is Bumps? Bumps?
Bumps is on her way upstairs to do her homework.
Ooh, what a warped mind that child has.
The car? That explains that crazy business about the car keys.
Oh, I think it's dreadfully funny.
I need a drink.
So do I.
Uncle Steve. Hey, Uncle Cecil, where are the drinks?
Well, I'm awfully sorry, William, but in the excitement, I seem to have finished the cocktail.
Oh, no!
And now for a word from our sponsor. Have gone to bed and all is peaceful at the Smiths, at least until next week. The Smiths of Hollywood, starring Arthur Treacher, Brenda Marshall, Harry Von Zell, and Jan Ford, with original music scored and conducted by Charles Hathaway, is written by Dick Nosselman, directed by Robert Presnell Jr., and produced by Andrew Hickox. Bill Holden, our guest star, appeared through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures. And now, this is Tyler McVeigh, the man of all work, bidding you all good night.